following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. Hi, I'm DJ3, and this is X's and O's Exposed. Today, we will explore the reasons for team successes and failures this season that are deeper than stereotypical answers like one team won more than the other. Hi, welcome back to the podcast. Today we're going to be talking about the Los Angeles Lakers, and today I'm joined by the guest Malik. He's a big basketball fan and my teammate on the lacrosse team, so welcome.
Hello, thank you for having me.
So today, since we're talking about the Lakers, just some background. The Lakers are one of the most dominant teams of all time. They're tied for the most championships ever with 17, tied with the Boston Celtics, who historically they have both been absolutely incredible. They have the most championships of this millennium, with second place being tied by the Warriors and Spurs with only four, while the Lakers have a whopping six championships. That is a ridiculous amount when you look at the rest of the league. It's been hard for anyone else to compete, starting with Kobe and Shaq and now with LeBron and AD. They've been absolutely ridiculous. But since 2010, they've only won one finals, and that was the COVID year. And that was the quote-unquote Mickey Mouse ring. A lot of people are calling it fraudulent. And my first question for you today, Malik, is do you think the COVID year finals was a quote-unquote Mickey Mouse ring, as everyone says, or do you think that it was a real ring like the rest of them?
I think the COVID year counts as a real ring. Both teams still had to work hard to get it, and they still had the play-in and then the playoffs, so I feel like they still earned it.
I would probably say that it's kind of a Mickey Mouse ring, probably because of how it was COVID, how everything was so different. A lot of teams weren't even at the Disney World, but I would probably say it's still a Mickey Mouse ring. Today, the Lakers are the 7 seed and are getting set to play the Nuggets in the playoffs. The Nuggets somehow went all the way down to the 2 seed. They are led by an aging LeBron and an injury-prone AD, but this season, they've been way better than what the standard has been the past few seasons, where it's been somewhat lackadaisical, somewhat just LeBron carrying everyone. So right now, LeBron is averaging 26 points per game, 8 assists, 7 rebounds, and half a block on 54% from the field and 41% from 3, which is his highest 3-point percentage ever on 5 threes a game. He's played in 71 games for the Lakers, which is extremely impressive for someone who's pushing 40. He's the oldest player in the league. Also, Anthony Davis has been pulling his weight this season for one of the first times. He's averaging 25 points a game, 12 rebounds, and well over 2 blocks a game. He's the 4th highest in blocks per game in the entire league. He's played in and started 76 games this season. That's the most games played by Anthony Davis in a season ever. In his veteran career, that's crazy that it's finally coming now, and it's at a great time. He's in considerations for Defensive Player of the Year. He's been unstoppable in the paint. It's hard to get past him. He's just a brick wall in there. So, Malik, which of these two do you believe is the MVP of the season for the Lakers?
I definitely think it's LeBron. I guess because he did kind of rebuild this whole Lakers team, bringing Anthony Davis, bringing D'Lo, and also just being a great leader on and off the court. I feel like LeBron is definitely the MVP of the Lakers this season.
Yeah, so I definitely would agree that he's revitalized the Lakers, especially since he's gotten here. But I think this season, Davis has been kind of more impressive. On the subject of health, this is also the healthiest LeBron has been since he came to LA. Since 2018, he has not surpassed even 70 games until this season. And Anthony Davis is just so healthy for his standards that I think that Anthony Davis has to be the MVP. He's been ridiculous in the paint, like I've already mentioned. And though I absolutely agree that LeBron has helped revitalize Los Angeles, I think it's hard to say anyone other than Anthony Davis because he's been unstoppable in both the offensive and defensive realm. So health has been what's kept the Lakers from getting a finals run since LeBron and AD came to LA, except for that COVID year. But now that they're finally healthy, they're still struggling, which is really crazy because every single year it's been, oh, just wait until they get healthy, wait until they get healthy. Well, now they're healthy and they have a great supporting cast, but something's going on to a point where they're barely in the playoffs right now because of the play-in. They would have been the 8th seed if it wasn't for the play-in. So the big question is, what is stopping them? I would argue that it's Darvin Ham, especially because of his poor coaching, him arguing with LeBron. But Malik, do you think this year is a disappointment if the Lakers don't make the finals?
No, I don't think the Lakers will make it to the finals, in my opinion, because their first round, they're going against the defending champions. Yeah. So, and I have no idea how they're going to guard Jokic. But if they do, we'll be surprised. And I don't think it will be a disappointment. I don't think anyone's going to be like, oh, the Lakers should have made it. I think it's a surprise that they're actually in the playoffs in the first place, actually.
Yeah, I would agree with that, especially with Jokic, who's just been totally unguardable, especially since they won a championship last year. It would be really hard to call it a disappointment, even though I'm sure a lot of LA fans would call it a disappointment just because they're kind of crazy.
Yeah.
So do you think Darvin Ham will be fired, especially because of how he's been performing lately, or do you think he's going to stay?
I think they will fire Darvin Ham, sadly. But it's just because that he doesn't mesh with LeBron very well, and they actively argue all the time. And so I think they have to keep their best player satisfied, you know?
Yeah, for sure. You see them arguing all the time. You see, like, that one clip of, like, LeBron drawing stuff up instead of Darvin Ham. So, yeah, I don't think he's gonna stay, but there's a chance. LeBron has gone through a lot of coaches in the past. So my next question, Malik, what happens if the Lakers don't win at all? What if LeBron doesn't accept his player option this season and walks and potentially goes to a different team to play with Bronny, or goes to a different competing team that's actually going to give him what he wants, because we know he loves to play the GM role. He loves to pick his players to get his coaches. He doesn't seem super happy with his coach. He doesn't seem super happy with a bunch of his players. So if he leaves, what do you think is going to happen? So Anthony Davis is locked in for 4 more seasons, making upwards of $70 million in the last year of his contract. He's getting $280 million guaranteed. There are also a bunch of other players who are on relatively cheap contracts for a long period of time. It isn't the best bench of all time, like Lakers fans would like you to believe, but they do have a decent bench. So the big question is, do you try to quickly rebuild and draft a new star, try to sign a free agent, or trade for a new star? So here is who's on the market. The potential free agents for the season that would make sense: Paul George, who has been killing it for the Clippers. They're a 4 seed this season. James Harden, who has also helped to revitalize the Clippers. Now that they're finally healthy, he's helping to run the offense, and he's taking more of a lean back role. Drew Holiday, who has helped the Celtics become 10 games ahead in the West. Sorry, for the East, above the second seed, which is just unheard of for the East. And DeMar DeRozan. So DeMar DeRozan, the Bulls haven't been great, but he almost went to the Lakers before the Bulls, and he before said he thought it was a quote-unquote done deal with the Lakers to go there before Chicago. So maybe DeMar will still be likely to go back, or maybe he'll still hate them, whichever happens. DeMar probably wouldn't be the best free agent anyway. We all know that LA is a prime spot for free agents. They have a bunch of money without LeBron going anymore in this hypothetical, and they also are just the place to be in the USA. Also, the trade options could be Trae Young, who the Hawks are just in absolutely no man's land. They are achieving nothing with what they're doing right now, so they probably want to get rid of him. Carl Anthony Towns, who, while the T-Wolves are doing great, maybe they'd want to change from him. Donovan Mitchell, who has wanted a big city like New York, but hasn't been able to get that so far, especially because Jalen Brunson is there. So maybe he'd be down to go to LA, where he'd have that number one guard spot. So the Lakers don't own draft picks this season. They could trade for somebody or wait until next season where they own their own. So they could trade up for a guard like Rob Dillingham out of Kentucky, who is said to have the ceiling of Devin Booker if they want to wait a couple years. He's projected to go 3rd in the draft. So which of these options do you think is best for them, Malik?
Definitely try to grab a free agent, because they already have a lot of younger guys in Austin Reeves. Not really D'Lo, but they do have a pretty large bench that they can pull from. So I would try to get another veteran guy to help out AD.
Yeah, especially because the free agent market is so good this season and everyone wants to come to LA anyway and they'd have a bunch of money because LeBron would leave. I think that would be a good start. You could also trade for a guy like Trae Young or Donovan Mitchell who already wanted to be in a big city like New York. The draft isn't great this season anyway, so I think free agency would probably be the way to go. After looking at all those hypotheticals, let's just focus on this season. Do you believe the Lakers will win it all if injuries are not a primary concern? So first you have to beat the Nuggets, and after there's almost a cakewalk because the Nuggets are just so much better than every other team. Even though they're only the 2 seed, you have to think that they're the best team in the West right now. So the rest of the teams would be the Phoenix Suns, who have Devin Booker, Kevin Durant, Grayson Allen, who has somehow been outperforming Bradley Beal most of the season. But Bradley Beal is starting to get back in his spot after his injury. The Dallas Mavericks, who are looking unstoppable with Luka Doncic and Kyrie Irving, though they don't have a lot of defense. The Los Angeles Clippers, who have James Harden, Russell Westbrook, Paul George, and Kawhi Leonard, who are meshing together very well, even though it's a lot of players who are used to playing on their own. The T-Wolves, who are an up-and-coming team, who have Rudy, Kat, Ant, and even though they're young and they're fresh, I think that they can definitely make a run. Or the Thunder, who right now are the 1 seed, and they have Shea, who's an MVP candidate, Chet, Jalen Williams. They have a bunch of players who I've already talked about in the last podcast with Deshaun. Do you think they can get through them, and they could beat probably the Celtics in the finals because they're 10 games ahead of the Bucks, who are the 2 seed. It's a tough West.
Oh, yeah. If they get past the Nuggets, I think they would actually get past the Suns as well. It'd be a tough game. I think it would go to a 7-game series, mm-hmm. but I think that they could win it all if they get past the Nuggets.
Do you think they could beat the Celtics, though?
Yes. I'm a Jason Tatum hater.
Mm-hmm.
So I personally think that he will choke, and I don't think Brown is that reliable when it comes on to the playoffs, especially because the last year he really did not show up. So I definitely think they could beat the Celtics.
Yeah, and all the years that they've had Tatum and Brown, they just haven't really been able to do anything in the playoffs. They've gone as far as the finals, but they haven't really been able to get there. Now that they have Jrue Holiday and Porzingis, though, maybe, but I don't really think that – it's hard to believe in those guys.
Yeah.
So last question is, who's your realistic finals matchup and winner this season? And who's your dark horse to win it all?
Okay. I actually really want the Timberwolves to win. That's my dark horse.
That team is fun.
I like to see them play. I think the Ant-Man's pretty good at what he does. I think it's going to be the Sixers – and the Nuggets.
Sixers and the Nuggets. Yeah, the Nuggets look pretty unbeatable right now. Who do you think would go if it wasn't the Nuggets? I'm thinking maybe the Thunder.
Thunder, yeah. Yeah. With Shea.
Yeah.
And, yeah, they're definitely.
Shea's making an MVP season right now.
Yeah. He should be MVP.
Yeah.
And with Shea.